Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. New Hope is a church that puts people first. You can listen to our sermons and podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcasting platforms.
This week, Christmas Eve has come, and the sermon is titled, It's Christmas Anyway, by Reverend Russ Kane.
If you are of a certain age, you may have grown up watching the Charlie Brown Christmas special. And so this tree represents an awful lot, doesn't it? But even if you didn't, this tree will have great significance because somehow it symbolizes 2020, doesn't it? I think 2020 is going to go down as a Charlie Brown Christmas tree kind of Christmas. Let me explain. There's no way around it. This is an ugly year. Nothing like we wanted, nothing like we would plan. It is anything but a perfect Christmas. And it's Christmas anyway. The great news of Christmas, whether we want it or not, is it's Christmas anyway. Whether we got to do the kind of shopping we wanted to, or in the kind of economy we wanted, it's Christmas anyway. Did we get to visit and be around all the people we normally would be with? Probably not, but it's Christmas anyway. And the message of Christmas is that it is when we get to this place where we are able to say, this is not a perfect Christmas, that may be exactly the place where it can be perfectly Christmas. Here's what I mean. In the very first story, the very first Christmas, it was fairly similar. None of the conditions were right, and Christ came anyway. There was no room in the inn. Christ came anyway. There was persecution in the land. Christ came anyway. Nobody wanted to accept him. Christ came anyway. And the message of that first Christmas is the angels come to the shepherds that no one would expect to hear any good news, is that God has come, and now your job is to respond. It's not to create Christmas. It's not to keep it. It came. The first task of Christmas is behold. That's the old English word, the old King James word. We use the word look and the see, and those are good words, but I think this is one of those times where, boy, the word behold really captures that. It is to be amazed by, it is to be entranced by, it is to be intrigued by, it is to soak in. What is it that God is doing? Behold. Behold, a Savior has been born to you this day, and he will come as a child, wrapped in swaddling cloths and then lying in a manger. Behold what that is. Behold what is going on. Christmas isn't anything that we do. It has nothing to do, ultimately, with the cookies we make, the gifts we wrap or get, the kind of tree we have, the meals or the people. All those are responses to it, but it is Christmas because of what God has done. And the first command of Christmas isn't to create it. It isn't to recreate it. It's behold. This might be a great year, and this evening might be a wonderful time to just behold what God has done and what God is doing. We don't create Christmas. Christmas, at its best, creates us. It is Christmas, and God comes, and the shepherds, and Mary, and Joseph, and they're never the same. The wise men, and Anna, and Simeon, later in the story, they come, and they behold, and they're never the same. Christmas has created something new, and at its best, it always does. So here's my question tonight. What does it mean to be perfectly Christmas in you this evening? What does it mean, and what would it happen if we were to behold? It starts with, of course, beholding this child. This day, a Savior, a child in a manger. Trying to behold what that means, that this is where God has come, and that in some ways we could say, well, Christmas is like a child. Children just come, and they demand, and they create a reality all around them, but it's deeper than that. In the early church, they would take time to behold, and some of the earliest Christmas sermons have to do with beholding and the paradox and just being amazed by, wait a minute, here it is, the one who made all of humanity is now becoming a human. The maker of the stars and the moon, the one who's beyond time, steps into time and has a birthday. The one who is infinite becomes finite, and it goes back and forth. The one who is to be the judge of the living of the dead submits to being judged by others. The one who is the bread of life comes and is hungry. The one who is the living water thirsts, and it goes back and forth. And it's just this way of saying, behold what is here. Behold what you are seeing. Sometimes in our quest to recreate Christmas as we think it should be, we may be running the risk of missing Christmas as it is and what it's trying to be in our midst tonight. Behold, because when Christ comes, Christ doesn't come to change God's mind about us as much as changing our mind about God. This is who God is. This is the Almighty who now becomes vulnerable, the great that is small, the one who is in our midst. And there is something of God that is in this, and there is something of us. And it begins by looking at this child. Christmas is more than a child, but it is never less. It is never less than this child that is before us and invites us again to come this evening to simply behold. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning, and everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not extinguish the light. That's from the first chapter of John. It's the other great passage about what Christmas is all about. And it points to this great truth that when Christ came, Christ didn't come to change God's mind about us as much as our mind about God. And that alone is pretty revolutionary when you think about it. But it goes deeper. Because not only did Christ come to change our mind about God, Christ came to change our mind about humanity. Because in the Old Testament, when God would speak, the Word of God was also the action of God. Let there be light, it says in Genesis. And there was light. It was the Word that created the reality. Let there be sun and moon, and there were sun and moon. So that everything, when God speaks, God is acting. And every act of God is an expression of God. At Christmas, the true expression, the best expression of who God is Christ. It is the Word made flesh. And that's why the first command is to come and behold this. Behold this truth. Be amazed by it again. But the second command is just as powerful. Because not only do we come to behold the Word made flesh, we agree to become the Word made flesh. Because God is still speaking, and God is still looking to express God's self through and into this world through us. Christmas didn't just happen 2,020 years ago. Christmas is happening tonight. In fact, Christmas can happen at any time. Any time the Word is being made flesh, that's where Christ is. Or as Mother Teresa said, it's Christmas every time. Every time you let God love someone else through you, then it's Christmas, which is a nice way of saying the same thing, that we have the possibility of letting the Word become flesh through us. Every act of kindness is the Word made flesh. Every act of compassion is the Word made flesh. Every act of mercy, of justice, every act of self-service, of pouring out ourselves for the sake of others. That is where the Word is being made flesh. And if we become the Word of God made flesh in our time and in our space. This is what it is. And it doesn't really matter, therefore, what the conditions are around us. It can be even in imperfect times. It may be especially in imperfect times. That's where it can become perfectly Christmas, because that is where the truth is expressed, that even in the darkness there is light, and the darkness couldn't extinguish the light. Our lives become the statement of God. Our lives become the Christmas sermon every time we let God work through us. I know this is not the Christmas any of us would have planned or wanted, but this is the Christmas that we have. And the question is, will we, even and especially in this time and in this place, will we allow the Word to become flesh in us? The challenge this evening is not to somehow create the trappings of Christmas. It is to let ourselves become the very expression of Christmas. To put on notice all the powers of darkness, that the light has come into the world, and the darkness, it shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not and will not overcome it. Our job is to make a statement this evening with our lives, and not just tonight, but in the next day, and the next, and in the year ahead, no matter what the circumstances. It's Christmas anyway. Come what may, it's Christmas anyway. No matter what darkness comes, the light is shown into the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, because it's Christmas anyway.
Thank you for listening to Voices of Hope. If you have enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review it and share it with your friends. Go in peace.